Hello again, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program that is heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes as we spend time in God's Word. On this program, each week we examine the life of Christ, as we find in the four gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And at this time in our studies, we are centered on the events of the crucifixion. This is actually the third part of our examination of the crucifixion. I would remind you that previous programs can be found in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website. There you can pull up previous programs of this program or any other program here on the Gospel Radio Network. Now, as I said earlier, we're studying the life of Christ and specifically the events surrounding the cross. And today we're going to look as we examine when the soldiers cast lots for Jesus' garments. This is actually found in all four of the gospel accounts. Matthew records this in chapter 27, verses 35 and 36. Mark records these events in chapter 15, and verse 24. In Luke's account, we find it in chapter 23 and verse 34. And John records it in chapter 19, verses 23 and 24. So now let's notice a couple of these accounts. First, let's consider Matthew's account in chapter 27, verses 35 and 36. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Now let's also notice John's account here in John chapter 19, verses 23 and 24. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, where it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Therefore, the soldiers did these things. The scripture reveals to us that after they had nailed Jesus to the cross, that they removed the Lord's garments from him, obviously to further the humiliation that Jesus would suffer. Again, we refer back to John in chapter 19, verse 23 again. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. The soldiers would determine to do this in order to get something out of their efforts in this matter personally. And so they divided the blood-stained clothing of our Lord into four parts, according to John. They would cast lots to see who would obtain the possession of the seamless coat, which was probably the most valuable piece of clothing. Now, the general rule of thumb in those days was to have four attendant soldiers to each criminal being crucified. If that is the case, now though there may have been more present, we could assume that there was likely at least 12 soldiers present, since there were being crucified, or there were three of them being crucified, and there also would have been a centurion who would have been acting as a supervisor over the detachment. And so the soldiers would have divided up his footwear and his robe and his belt and his headwear and any other articles of clothing that he might have had. But this would have been his seamless undergarment that they cast lots for. It would be one solid piece of material. And we need to note that this act of casting lots for the garment of Jesus would be the fulfillment of more prophecy. Notice with me the 22nd Psalm in verse 18. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore, they said among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, and that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore, the soldiers did these things, as we read in John 19. They did not tear the tunic because of its seamlessness. And with that, prophecy had been fulfilled. The scene of horror was still moving forward, and the time was at hand. A man named John Daly wrote a hymn in 1892. One of the most beautiful and stirring hymns that we sing from time to time. Why did my Savior come to earth and to the humble go? Why did he choose a lowly birth? Because he loved me so. He loved me so. He loved me so. He gave his precious life for me. For me. Because he loved me so. Why did he drink the bitter cup of sorrow, pain, and woe? Why on the cross be lifted up? Because he loved me so. And now he bids me look and live, His grace and power to know. A home in glory He will give, because He loved me so. Till Jesus comes, I'll sing His praise, and then to glory go, and reign with Him through endless days, because He loved me so. He loved me so. He loved me so. He gave His precious life for me, for me, because He loved me so. And so the scenes of the cross continue to move. I want to thank you for being with me today. I hope you'll join me next week at this same time here on Studies in the Gospels. Again, remember, our program will be heard again this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you'll also be able to find it in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And so, if the Lord wills, I'll see you again next week at this same time. And until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long. May God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.